This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there on the road going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also over on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have over there for you to take advantage of. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, and the crew is ready. Here we go. Hour number two. The bar is still open. They'll be there for another 50 minutes. They're out on the deck with the umbrellas rolled up.
And they're very loyal.
And they're loyal. And a little while ago, we had a FedEx plane take off. It went overhead, and I could hear it rumbling when it went over the building. You know, you can always tell the jet freighters because it's like they make more noise than anything.
Yeah.
And I could see the lights when it went by the window out here. So it was like, okay, make sure you pull that thing up now. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, in a stunning abdication of its constitutional charge, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld by a vote of 7-2 the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, for the third time.
Yeah, this is very interesting, and of course, it goes against a lot of what many of the Democrat senators would have everybody believe, that somehow Amy Coney Barrett was only going to be appointed to the court only to get rid of Obamacare. Well, that's obviously not happening, and they said the most abominable things about her, but it also shows that the Supreme Court is going to make decisions as it sees fit. But in this particular case, I believe they voted against it or voted in the way that they did because there was no standing to actually bring...
That leads me to this. They ducked the question again of the constitutionality by ruling that those who brought the lawsuit lack legal standing to do so. Really?
Exactly. So this may morph again into some other
case that gets there.
But, of course, it's being heralded by Democrats as this is here to stay.
Well, joining us on the phone line right now, we have Mary, and Mary has a question. Okay there, Mary, go for it.
Good morning. For the Globalist Watch here, did you see where, in Bloomberg, I guess, they said that America should become a nation of renters? Now, again, they want to tell you how to live, not how they're supposed to live. So I was just wondering what you thought about that, if you had seen that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Well, you know, again, we're talking socialism. We're talking communism. We're talking the fundamental change of America. They're not going to live the way they want the rest of us to.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And without knowing too much more about this idea of nation of renters, it would seem to me that it would be the idea that, again, you wouldn't be a property owner, basically.
No.
There would be an elite group of property owners, as it were, and they would sort of dole out where you could live. And also, I think a lot of that would begin to dovetail with the idea that, and you don't really need a big place to live. You might need 600 square feet.
And the thought that comes to mind is Blackstone buying up all these properties.
Right. Well, that's
because they're not selling them. They're not selling them. They're using them as rental properties.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so, again, in the kinds of models of these authoritarian models, the power is all concentrated into a select few. Also, I mean, in other parts of the business world, you see this idea called the subscription model coming into play, where you never really own anything. You don't own your software. You're just renting it. You have a subscription for it. You don't really, own this or that or other thing, or your car. You're always going to be subscribing to it through a lease or maybe through some other new kind of idea. But to have something that's just yours, you bought it, it's yours, and you can continue to use it and get upgrades. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, a few years ago when we had the glut of the HUD homes, you remember that?
Right.
A lot of HUD homes were taken back, and people that couldn't get in them got in them, and I was looking to buy a place, and the people said to me, they said, well, how many homes do you want? You can qualify for two. I said, I don't want two. Well, you could qualify for two. They were trying to push them off on the people that were eligible to get them, I guess.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. I got one instead, which is where I'm at. It was a fixer-upper, and I'm fixing it up. And all right, you remember a little while ago we talked about a person who defected from China, a high-ranking individual?
Right.
Well, I can now tell you what his name is, and his daughter is here, and they are apparently being shielded and kept away from the Chinese by our Defense Intelligence Agency. That's who he turned himself into. And I guess I'll have to tell you the name when we come back. But this was a who's who on the list in China. And I'll tell you what, folks, I can only imagine what the Americans are finding out about what was going on in China. Because this is a big freaking deal, as Joe Biden would say. And he didn't use the word freaking. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brooks.
Yeah, buddy, that's my little buddy, Brooks, from Brooks Talks America. Brooks Says is her her code name on Twitter and whatnot, but Brooks Talks America, the website, go over there, brooktalksamerica.com, find out more about her. And, you know, every week, and I didn't realize this to begin with, I'm going to be getting a telephone call from Mike Lindell, and he calls up his people, his endorsers, and there's only a handful of us, and I'm lucky and thankful to be one of them, and talks to us about different things that he's got on his mind, this, that, and the other, and what he wants us to talk about and all that, which is great. I appreciate that. And he, in passing this week, said thank you very much to the people that are supporting him, that are buying his products, MyPillow, by going to MyPillow.com and taking advantage of the offers that are there. Now, remember, deep discounts are there for those that use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you got to do. Doesn't matter what you want to buy. I mean, he's got plenty of things there on the website, MyPillow.com. But if you want to try one of the best pillows that I've ever had, period, bar none, with the biggest discount price ever, bar none, go over to MyPillow.com, order the MyPillow premium pillow, and guess what? Use the word the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're going to get it, and you're going to save $40. $40. If you want the six-piece MyPillow towel set, you're going to save $65 on it by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Unbelievable. And then if you want to call them, which you can with any questions that you have, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Simply MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn. And Kyle's got a MyPillow, right?
That's right, I do. And I've had a MyPillow for a long time, so is Mrs. Professor, and we love him. Absolutely love the MyPillows.
I used to have one, but I don't know what the heck happened to it, but it disappeared somewhere in my travels. But maybe when I moved, somebody liked it better than me. Anyway, back to this Chinese language anti-communist Vice Minister of State Security, who defected back in mid-February. His name is Dong Jinhui, and he flew from Hong Kong to the United States with his daughter, Don Yang. Now, Dong was a longtime official in China's Ministry of State Security, the MSS, and his publicity that was available showed that the background indicated he was responsible for the ministry's counterintelligence efforts in China. In other words, he was checking to see who the bad guys were, right?
Right.
Now, he is now under the, he turned himself into the Defense Intelligence Agency, and he's being shielded, if you will, by them, and I'm sure they're getting a bunch of information from him.
Well, information, obviously, is so key. What's going on with China right now is very concerning because, obviously, China wants to do something in terms of spreading its own influence. And it's I think that China is no longer really restrained in the idea that they can't kind of just do what they want to do because of the change in administrations and also all the history with Joe Biden and so forth. So obviously any information that the American government and the allies can have is very, very important.
Now, I do public appearances at the Two Guys Gun shows, right?
Right, yeah.
And one of the things that I've been seeing is that ammunition is just literally flying out the door. People buy as much of it as they can get their hands on. And that's creating, of course, a shortage because they buy the ammunition up and there's none left for anybody else. But the thing of it is Smith and Wesson, Smith and Wesson came out this week and sent a warning to gun owners about the drained ammo inventory saying, listen, buy only what you need. Don't buy enough to stock up for whatever. Buy only what you need. There's other people that want the ammunition, and that they were doing everything they could to keep up with the demand, and they were even working their people 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, added another shift to their ammunition plant to see to it they could get the ammo all people wanted.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you got to ask yourself, why are people so interested in acquiring that much? Because as we've seen, especially from the reports of the gun shows, we know that people are wanting to purchase more weapons, sometimes first-time weapons and so forth, in order to protect themselves. And why would they want to do that, Captain? Might they be watching the news? Might they be seeing
They're certainly watching the news. That's part of it. But I will tell you this. Up until last weekend, they were buying the pistols and buying shotguns. But last weekend, what went flying out the door were the rifles.
Yes, exactly. And again, I think people are concerned about what's happening in our society. Yes, the police are being defunded. Yes, we're seeing a lot more having to do, most unfortunately, with people who are literally mentally ill and in many cases living on the street. And again, just creating an atmosphere by which violence or other things can happen. Mm-hmm. And also you have a boldness of criminals who know what they're doing, and people need to protect themselves, and they need to feel more secure.
Now, you've heard of the website Slate, right?
Right.
Not exactly your average liberal rag. They are very out there to the left, correct?
Right.
And they have attacked, of all people, a senator, a Democratic senator, Christian Sinema, calling her a toxic white lady.
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, it's this kind of thing. I mean, talk about racism. You know, again,
if that isn't, I don't know what is.
Well, of course. You see, that's the thing. I mean, in other words, if we're trying to tamp down the kinds of racial divisions that in many cases, obviously, are very real in many cases, and that's a very sad thing. But to exacerbate these things, see, that's not the way to go about it. It's not the way to go about things is not making sure to teach critical race theory. The way to go about uniting people, again, is to find the common ground, to find the goodness that is the United States of America that allows people to come together, that allows people to exist in a for lack of a better term, melting pot, and be able to appreciate other people's culture, their upbringing, their background, but yet also subscribe to the same core values of unity and equality. And those, I got to tell you, Captain, these people are trying to tear all that down. They don't care about bringing people together. That's the important point.
Now, Joe Biden is having some trouble with the traditional Catholic Church supporters. He came out and made a comment yesterday that he doubts the bishops will try to prevent officials from backing abortion rights policies from receiving communion. Well, the problem is they don't want to give him communion because of the fact that he does back abortion.
Well, right. Yeah, this is going to be perhaps a real significant sort of turning point, perhaps, because for so many years, of course, you know, Democrat politicians have gone along and so forth. But it just depends. You know, I hate to say it, I don't think there's a real clear answer on this yet. But obviously it brings to the fore what are the core beliefs of the church and what are the core beliefs of someone who says he's part of the church and subscribes to the church, church's core beliefs, but yet goes and does something opposite in the public view. And especially, I think, to the Catholic Church, they don't look at it as being, well, that's just something out in the secular world and in the church world, we just have a different opinion about things. To them, I think it's very, very, very close to their heart. They truly believe what they believe, and they want Joe Biden to represent that if he is going to be put out there as a practicing Catholic.
Now, you talked about this earlier, and I'm going to repeat this because the people that might have tuned in a little bit later haven't heard this. But Death Valley in Las Vegas yesterday exploded past their heat records, not just by a little, but by a lot, as scorching temperatures keep boiling at 120 degrees plus in those areas. It was 128, I understand, out there in the desert in California?
That's right. In Death Valley, it was 128 degrees on Thursday. So this is really, really something. And the heat's coming up very early in the morning in many of these places.
It's already over 100, right?
Exactly right, by about 8 o'clock in the morning or so. And so to continue to watch this, and obviously that means there's a lot more chance for fires, a lot more chance, obviously, for people to be overcome by the heat. And get this, Captain, if California has to, for example, has to start shutting down power because of the high temperatures, we haven't really seen a lot of that yet. So that's a good thing. But it's always looming over Californians. That means other people can really be affected by the heat, especially the elderly.
Somebody said, how hot is it? It's so hot the snakes are down in the rabbit holes.
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch in a Raw. And if we're notebook two, don't go nowhere. We shall return with more. And in Ron Edwards is going to take a break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Roots, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting vaccination efforts. He said health workers have administered 300 million COVID-19 shots in his first 100 days in office. At the same time, vaccinations are on the decline, and the more contagious Delta variants are spreading in states with low vaccination rates.
The truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states.
60 House Democrats have wrote to Catholic bishops in the U.S. urging them to not deny communion to President Biden and other Catholic politicians who support a woman's right to choose abortion. The bishops' conference is voting to draft a document that would do just that. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Personal pistol accessory.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. He's out of town for the weekend. He'll be back on Monday. And his studio sits right around the corner from where I'm sitting at in this radio station, about 30 feet away. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. And if you're within the sound of my voice here in the radio stations that I have, the affiliates in Florida, all 6 of their locations can hear me talking right now, and the customers that go in and out of those Everglades Equipment Group stores. Now, not only are they in the John Deere tractor business, but if you need a leaf blower, if you need a power tool, if you need anything related to lawnmowers, whether it's a push mower or a riding lawnmower, they've got them. They've also got the lawn and garden tractors. They've got the 20-horsepower tractors. If you need a 60-inch cut deck, they've got that too for the bigger fields and whatnot, the ballparks. So check them out. Everglades Equipment Group, and nothing runs like a deer. We all know that. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. They are the place to go, your hometown dealer, Everglades Equipment Group, right here in the great state of Florida. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. All righty, now we're going to come back with an Edwards Notebook because it's Father's Day, and Ron's got something to say.
Taking time to remember Dad on Father's Day. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. There is not a day that goes by that I don't give thanks but the man I called Dad. Dad was the first person to tell me that I should not allow anyone else to dictate or negatively impact my path in life. He instructed me about the importance of honesty, to look a man square in the eye when you converse with him. Dad taught me about the importance of setting goals and reaching them. Dad was a strict stickler for detail, meaning he always set out to complete whatever task there was with the highest degree of workmanship. On a more personal level, Dad was a strict disciplinarian, but yet, at the same time, he was a warm, generous, and kind dad who used the perfect balance between strict discipline based upon high expectations and love and encouragement, which persuaded me to be the best person I can be in all aspects of life. Dad's enthusiastic love for God, the USA, and family were genuine and unwavering. He was called great by many people from all walks of life, but I am most honored to call him my dad. Happy Father's Day, America. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, Ron Edwards, and that's a pretty good little Father's Day treat there for everybody out there, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and my best friend was my dad. How about you, Kyle?
I can say that wholeheartedly. Yes, absolutely. My best friend was my dad. Absolutely.
Yep. And I owe everything I've got today to listening to my dad along the way and doing what he told me to do. You know, sometimes it's a little tough. You want to do a little rebelling. You think you know better than they do, but when it comes right down to it, you go, he was right.
That's exactly. you hit it right on the head, Captain. Absolutely.
Yeah. He was right. How about that? How'd that happen?
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, Republicans are demanding now that Joe Biden remove the absentee Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in handling the border since it's turned into such a catastrophe.
Well, yes, it's a complete catastrophe, and they've lost control of this. They have themselves to blame on this. You know, I think, Captain, he made that announcement initially because of a problem that was created by Kamala Harris when she laughed about going to the border, basically. So here, basically the next day, she's going to be in charge of stuff at the border and the reasons why people are coming and this kind of thing. And now she's never gone there. She could have actually dealt with this. This is why she's a not ready for prime time player. And she should just have had an answer for why she's not going to the border, but instead by laughing and telling people I'm not finished yet and this kind of thing, she's made this problem 100 times worse than it ever was. Time to cut their losses.
Now, you and I talked about this earlier, and you even sent me a message, but all of a sudden here it is on the front page of Fox News. Apparently the American flag isn't good enough for a few people, one of them being a 5-time Grammy nominee, who claims that it's time for the United States to create a different flag and get rid of old glory.
Yeah, I saw this, and you know, Captain, this is again just part and parcel of the division that's going on by the far left. We don't need to replace the flag. We don't need to do anything like that. The flag stands for freedom, equality. It stands for freeing the slaves. It stands for opportunity for all. It stands for making sure that freedom and democracy is preserved on planet Earth so that people of all races and colors and creeds have opportunity and can make a better life for themselves. Why do you think so many people want to come here? But by doing this, by going after the flag, it's just another way of saying, look, we're going to destroy everything there is about the United States, and then we'll tell you how to be. We'll tell you how to live. We'll tell you what you can do. Captain, that's not America, and that's not what the flag represents at all.
No, and then they wonder, the Democrats say it is, how come their approval rating is diving? Well, it's because of stuff like this. You think that does anything to help their approval rating?
No, of course it doesn't. All it does is it continues to pigeonhole them further and further into just a bizarre sort of group that, again, it's not about making sure that we always go in the right moral direction. Say, for example, under Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. King, and how what a significant impact he and his movement had, or other kinds of things that have happened throughout American history, women's suffrage, this kind of thing. It's always going in the right moral direction. But to come out and say, nope, you're bad, you're a racist, and you're irredeemable, all these things, I mean, that's no way to have any kind of progress in our country.
Now, We talked a little while ago. It was brought up, but I'm going to expand on it a little bit. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who was a former presidential doctor, not only to Donald Trump, but also to Barack Obama. And he is now an elected congressman from the state of Texas. Now, he has called for a Joe Biden cognitive assessment, as well as about a dozen more Republicans that are saying, hey, we need to check him. This is embarrassing. There's something wrong. We can all see it. It's an embarrassment to the world. But here's the deal. They do not, Joe Biden does not have to take a cognitive test at any time, anywhere, or any place.
No, I don't think it's a requirement that he has to take it. But...
And if you think he's having problems, which we all do, do you think for 1 second he's going to take that test?
Well, of course not. At least it's not going to be a publicly known test.
Now, remember during the campaign, he said that, well, I've been tested for everything. I've had all those tests and I'm fine. Remember he said that?
Yep.
Not true.
Well, of course not. And I think he even misperceived what the question was. Maybe he thought they were talking about COVID testing. But even so, they would say, well, you hadn't had a COVID test either. But again, and that's where he got into the dust up with the journalist, the interviewer, saying, you know, hey, maybe we should give you a test. Are you a junkie? You know, and again, that was another Biden snap. Like, well, why are you talking like this? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Eric is chiming into the chat room, and this is kind of a no-brainer. He's saying borders, language, culture, national anthem, national ensign, same playbook as back in South Africa in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Well, of course, it's the fundamental transformation of America, but it's not going to happen. They're going to try to do everything they can, as much as they can, as often as they can, but all we got to do is get together and tell these people, hey, that's it. You're done. We're voting you the hell out of office. You've had your turn. Goodbye. See ya. And they'll turn around what they're doing.
Well, exactly right. But unfortunately, it is easier said than done. That's why we have to work every single
day.
That's
why I'm doing it. And I've got a whole bunch of people behind me that are pushing me to do it. And if I got a lead follower, get out of the way, guess what? I'm going to lead.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Now, go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
All right. Well, I was going to talk about Joe Biden because when he tries to claim credit for the vaccine distribution, which we heard him do yesterday, well, 300,000 or 300 million doses, and we did this and we did that. He seems to forget that it was Donald J. Trump who very early on purchased billions of dollars worth of vaccine, bottles and needles, and everything else that was needed to go along with it, so the transition and what was going on would be very, very easy. And all they had to do was follow the model, which they've done for the most part, of the Trump administration, and guess what? They've got their 300 million vaccines.
Exactly.
Yep. So there you go. So take that, Joe. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report number 2. The tropical system is getting very close to making the shore. We have all kinds of tornado watches and warnings from the panhandle of Florida all the way over towards just east of New Orleans. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Sir, thank you very much for all the great things that you do for the program. And he's out of town. He'll be back, though, come Monday morning for all you regular listeners. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stop nearest you. And we're going to get it cranked up again. This is the second most requested song for tonight, and it's another female artist. So, if you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Joan Jett, I Hate Myself for Loving You. When was that around, Kyle?
Well, that actually, I believe, was released around 1988 from Joan Jett.
All righty. Well, that was a young Joan Jett, I'll tell you that much. Okay, well, folks, you know, we got to tell you about the weather, and I'm going to start off by just giving you the generic statement here and give it to Kyle, and then I'll get back here with what's going on over our way. Now, the potential tropical cyclone number 3 is gradually approaching the northern Gulf Coast. It's going to make a shoreline here probably about the next hour or so with heavy rain and potential flooding. Now, there's also tornado watches and warnings all across the front of this thing, too, which are bouncing around pretty heavily at the moment. Meanwhile, a sharp cold front will produce severe thunderstorms with significant winds, hail, tornadoes, and possible flooding across the Ohio Valley over to the East Coast, pretty much following I-64 and I-70, using that to come across. And finally, a large dome of high pressure is going to continue the major heat wave out over the west, where we had temperatures yesterday in the California desert of 128 degrees. Take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, that was in Death Valley, and so we're still seeing a lot of these high temperatures all across, especially the American Southwest. Up in Montana, we've got low humidity and some gusty winds. That's going to travel down all through Wyoming, down I-25. Same story over in Idaho, southern Idaho. But our friends in Salt Lake City right now may be experiencing some light rain, 83 degrees reading right now. On Saturday, looks like they could have a high of 98, maybe a little bit more. So that's what's going on there. Las Vegas, also seeing the high triple digits, as well as parts of the California desert, but all the way up through Northern California as well. Excessive heat warnings, and then that travels all the way down into Arizona and, of course, to Phoenix, where it's also been in the high triple digits. Be careful out there this weekend, and stay cool if you can.
All righty. Well, taking a look right now at southern Iowa, northern Missouri, the central part of Ohio, which, again, would include I-70, pretty much following I-70 across Indiana into Ohio. Then it picks up I-64 over into West Virginia. You've got rain. You've got thunderstorms. You've got possible tornado watches and warnings right now on the Iowa-Illinois line as we speak. And that's the weather that's up there. But down below, all right, this system, which is potential tropical cyclone number 3, it still isn't organized enough to be a tropical storm, even though it's got 45-mile-an-hour winds, and it's got 5 inches to 15 inches of rain in it. It's going to be dumped in various areas across from about New Orleans all the way over to about Milton, Florida, by the looks of it here. And the system is expected to produce heavy rainfall, considerable flash, urban, and small stream flooding continuing through the weekend along the central Gulf Coast, with flood impacts spreading northeastward into the southern Appalachians and portions of the southeast. We've already got a bunch of heavy rain headed up into Georgia, flood warnings up there in the Atlanta area and north of Atlanta, and to the west over towards Montgomery, north of Montgomery, and even up towards Talladega, looks like right now. Now, tropical storm conditions are occurring along portions of the central Gulf Coast from east of Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Okaloosa-Walton County line, Florida, including New Orleans. Now, these winds that are there, 45-mile-an-hour winds, will spread inland and continue into Saturday. But the big problem is not the winds, it's the rain. So please turn around, don't drown, and if you see standing water and you don't know how deep it is, don't take the chance. Turn around, don't drown. And Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We appreciate him being around. And also coming up right now on the program, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we have got a couple of different things going on here with President Biden. Number one, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who happens to be a newly elected Texas congressman, and 10 other congressmen, Republicans all, are calling for Joe Biden to have a cognitive assessment the same way that Donald Trump did, and Dr. Jackson was the one that gave him the cognitive test. Biden is saying nothing, but the last time we heard, he said, and I remember he said this during the campaign, oh, I've had all those tests. No, he hadn't. No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't really specific when he, on what tests he had, but he was being challenged early on and got pretty defiant in his responses, but inferring that he had had the cognitive test, but it was never clarified, and we pretty much know that he didn't.
No, there's no way, because he would have failed it, and we would have known about it by now, but it is what it is. And I don't really know where this is going to go, because we keep hearing all sorts of things. You know, Kamala Harris will be the president, and they'll nominate a woman to be the vice president. And, gee, will it be Hillary? Will it be Michelle Obama? Or will it be Stacey Abrams?
Yeah, stuff just flies like crazy out there.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And the other thing is right now the Democrats better be careful what they wish for, because the polls are taking a dive when it comes to more and more Democrats being disillusioned with what they're seeing going on right in front of their own eyes.
Well, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the independents.
Correct.
And that's a whole voting block that gets really ignored in all of this. But the independents, I think you and I talked about this, you know, during the election time, that they are going to be the ones that are going to drive where things go and should not be ignored. And I think that's pretty much where we are.
Yeah, their support is down 11% to Biden right now. So
yeah.
He's lost 11%, and he's lost in the latest polling 6% of the Democrats. So that is a problem which would cost a person an election, but we don't know where we're going here, and it's a little bit early to start figuring out who's going to do this or who's going to do that. But still, the trend is there going downward each month and not upward. And, of course, the economy is going to kill them, too.
Well, yes, inflation is not talked about enough. I've had several radio interviews on my show about the topic. Obviously, it's hurting in a very big way, and the Fed chair is making some, not the Fed chair, one of the other Federal Reserve locations, I think out of St. Louis, is making that warning. Obviously, with the higher prices on things, and they keep saying that it's transitory, meaning temporary, and it's, we don't like that. It doesn't appear to be transitory.
Okie dokie, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, hello, Texas. The cavalry has arrived. Some units from Florida law enforcement have already arrived on the border in Texas. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Die shotgun.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.